This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Susan writes in, Arnie, you're right, but that is because sponsors are donating money right now to help local, and many small local sponsors won't have extra to donate because they've been closed or much reduced business. Don't be such a jerk. What she said. Nicole Bateman joins us from the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County, the EDC. All right, we talked on Monday. That seems like 4 years ago.
It does. Seems like a long time ago.
All right, what do you know now that you didn't know then?
All right, so there is a new program that's rolled out, and it's still, in essence, rolling out because there were some more changes made overnight last night. So the Paycheck Protection Program, which I think is going to be really beneficial to not only the small businesses that have employees, but also it includes sole proprietorships, independent contractors, and self-employed persons. So this would be something they want to check out. It's a loan from the Small Business Administration. And they're going to forgive the loan if all the employees you have are kept on the payroll for 8 weeks. And that money then is used for payroll, rent, mortgage interest, or utilities. And so it's really, of all the programs I've seen, this is going to be a very beneficial one. However, there are still, you know, some documents that they're working out. And it's definitely a situation where they've announced it. And now they're working out the details. So be patient with your local financial institutions, which is where you're going to go to apply for that. Many of our banking and credit union institutions here in Macon County have information on their websites right there on their homepage about the services that they're offering and the loans and these SBA programs that are available. So be sure to check those out. But then also you can find the information at DecaturEDC.com. There's a COVID-19 tab and everything we've got, we're putting on there and updating daily.
Yeah, and patience is, I realize it's in short supply because everyone is just stretched beyond what you would think your normal limits would be. But you can't, I mean, this stuff, you have to understand, it's going to take a while. You can't roll everything out and have it all perfect right up front. I mean, I think maybe our expectation levels are too high right now. There is no playbook. Everybody is sort of doing this on the fly. And I love the way you guys have aggregated all this together so people can find up to the minute information. But if I go to the website for you guys, what is it?
It's DecaturEDC.com/COVID-19.
Yeah, or you
if
can
you just go to our homepage. Yeah, there's tabs at the top and also tabs in the middle. All takes you to the same spot.
All right, so EDC.com, and then just look for the COVID-19, and you can find links to all the things that we've talked about on Monday, things that we're talking about today. What's your general sense? What are you hearing from the community? What are you hearing from business partners? I mean, I know we are all talking about getting through this, but I mean, this is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. I mean, these job numbers are just off the charts, crazy. And although we feel like a lot of that will be temporary and hopefully self-corrects, it's just scary out there right now.
It is scary. And, you know, the folks that own small businesses, which is the backbone of our economy, and especially, you know, in the Decatur community, they are worried because you have situations where, you know, your business is considered non-essential and you have to shut down. But when that decision was made a few weeks ago, you know, almost 2 weeks ago, there wasn't an opportunity for a payroll protection program yet. So you did start laying off employees. So does that mean that you're eligible? You could be, you know, but you were having these business owners were having to make these decisions before there was full support out there from the government for them. And that's what's worrisome for the fact that, you know, wondering if they're going to be able to come back from all this. And so, you know, there is worry out there. There's still, you know, our economy is very manufacturing and production and transportation heavy. And so thankfully, we're not so reliant on hospitality and retail and tourism that we're being killed, which is good. But certainly we're not in a great place like the rest of the country. I do feel we're much better positioned, though, than many communities to rebound from this.
Yeah, but Ben, the sacrifice and the people who probably and maybe hopefully will but won't survive this, it is just, it's real out there. And then what that does to mm-hmm. the underlying mental health issues of a community, physical health issues, we got to stay as positive as we can, keep the information out in front of people, and then do your part, stay at home. Nicole, I'm you know, stunned at just sort of the haves and have-nots as far as information is concerned. There's just an awful lot of people acting like business is normal.
Agreed. And I've noticed with my own family, too, that, you know, you're reading stuff online and just fact-checked. If there was ever a good time to start fact-checking things in making that part of your routine, do it now, because some of the stuff you're reading out there is just simply not true. Trust the experts. There's a reason why every single day our local, you know, emergency and crisis team is out there giving you information. Please yield to them and just listen to the authorities. Really, they're the experts on this. And the sooner we do that, the faster I think we'll get out of this.
No doubt about it. Nicole, keep yourself safe. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll touch base soon. If you have anything else that comes up, please don't hesitate to jump on the air with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Nicole Bateman from the EDC. You can go to EDC.com and go to their COVID-19 page, and it has all the links to all these things we've talked about.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.